It's almost that time, isn't it, where you do that that harvest thing. We plow the... Did you do that at school, Chaz, or not?
No, not really.
Okay, so it's just me then. You didn't do that at school either?
No, not really.
The harvest festival?
No.
Where you brought in food? Where you brought in food and bread and tins and things, you passed it on to someone that really needed it.
Yeah, and I did that primary school over in Sussex.
So, over in Sussex?
Yeah.
All right.
Not the thing I did enjoy.
So, is that where you were from originally?
Yes.
Okay, so we've got Toby, otherwise known as the glue, is in. You're the glue in the show, aren't you? You're the thing that holds it all together.
Pretty much.
So, that's where you're from originally, Sussex?
Yeah, East Sussex.
And Charlie's in as well. And you're not from around here either, are you, Charlie?
No, I'm not.
Was it Leicester?
No, Coventry.
Coventry. We drove through Coventry at the weekend, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, we drove through Coventry to go to Sheffield.
Yeah.
And we got up there and we were like, you know, given this UK Community Bronze Award winner thingy. It was pretty good, wasn't it?
Yeah, I guess.
So, do you ever go back to Coventry?
Do
you ever get sent to Coventry?
Sent? I wouldn't mind going back, but... Depends, really.
Depends.
Yeah.
You're not a football fan either, are you?
Yeah.
So you wouldn't go back to the Rico Arena where Coventry City play?
Yeah.
You know where they play then?
Yeah, I know where they play.
How far away did you live from the Rico Arena?
10-minute walk.
A 10-minute walk.
Yeah.
Now, I do know that your mate Chip, who does the show on a Monday, is a big Coventry City fan. And he'd give anything to be living 10 minutes walk from the Rico Arena now, wouldn't he? Because he does go up there and watch them quite a lot.
Yeah.
And I think he puts a jinx on him. I think, you know, because they're not doing very well at the moment. Anyway, what have you been up to then?
Work experience.
So what work experience have you been doing?
At the hospice.
At the hospice?
Yeah.
Brilliant. So what do you do?
I help people with a disability. I teach them art and music to make them feel more confidence in themselves to become more mature.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
and because you're you're an artist.
Yeah.
And you said last week you were going to bring someone in, or you're going to tell us where we can see the work that you do.
Yeah, I might be doing an Instagram page where I do my photography pictures on. So there might be some up on that already, but I do not know yet.
Right, okay. But that's a brilliant thing to go out there and volunteer.
Yeah, I know.
And how many days a week do you go and do that?
Wednesday.
Okay, and I expect you were really brighten up their day with the art and the music thing.
Yeah, I do.
So how do you communicate via the music then? What's the
name? We have a music teacher, and I'm just normally there to help him out. I normally write song lyrics, and he sings them, and then everybody else joins in, and everybody else writes their own song lyrics and everything.
Oh, I bet that's fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
Can you? Any chance you could record some of these sessions and bring them in?
Yeah, I'll speak to him.
That would be really, really good. Maybe we'd get him in on the show as well.
Yeah, I'll speak to him for
and,
you.
Sorry, Toby's got a question for you.
Yeah, what is your favourite part of volunteering at the hospice?
To help me out with more confidence and make other people feel safe and secure around people with disabilities.
Yeah, it's really good you are helping there, you're volunteering there.
Yeah.
And yeah, it just makes everything more easier for those people who need help.
He's like a Michael Parkinson, isn't he?
Yeah, I know.
He is. He's like
who is Michael Parkinson?
He was a big boss, he was a big boss interviewer.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's kind of what you see, the
that's
glue.
On you.
You are the glue of the show and you stick it all together. Okay, thanks for coming in, Toby.
What
sort of week have you had?
Slow.
Slow?
Slow.
Look, you came in and you said the bus thing's moving on.
We're getting a bit closer to getting the buses, obviously. Well, it's not bus now, it's buses. We found the sister vehicle to the one in Portsmouth, which is now withdrawn, and that will be joining the one from Portsmouth. So both of them will be put back together. The one that's broken will be put back together by me. I've been left with the charge of that one.
You're going to put a bus back together again?
Yeah, it's a 2003 Dennis Trident, so they're fairly easy. They're just really hard to work on. You have to have a lot of patience.
Wouldn't you say put it back together again? Are we talking engine?
We just need a new engine block for it. The gearbox is fine. We need two new windows, a brand new dash, because the dash kind of melted in the original one, melted slightly in the corner. That's really about it. And new batteries, obviously.
So you know your stuff then when it comes down to engines?
Yeah. I mean, these two buses, Stagecoach only bought two of them, so there's only two of their own type within the whole group, and both retired. One retired the other week, and one retired beginning of this year. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Interesting, you're a fascinating character.
Yeah, no, they are nice buses. I mean, the one in Portsmouth, the engineering department took it on, they redid it. It's got new lights on it instead of square. It's a hilariously fast bus. Well, was. It was when it ran. It used to do 700s all the time, so the engine kind of got a bit worn out and just went...
Well, we got overtaken by a bus going down the motorway.
Yeah.
My wife was driving at the time. It was a bit like Penelope Pit Stop, it really was. Hey, look, good luck with... because you'll be going back up on Wednesday. Yep, and is that a regular thing? Is that every
Wednesday, yeah.
Every Wednesday. Do you look forward to it?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah?
No, good for you. That's you should be really proud of yourself. Not sure about you and your buses, but
me and my group will get there. We've just cast off two members anyway because they were causing the problem trying to sell the vehicles. Wanted to sell the vehicles on, so we're hoping to recruit more people.
Okay,
you'll hear more from that soon.
Okay, well, part two next week then. Thank you.
Part